today we are going to be honored to have a World War II veteran with the aircraft that is here, like the one that he flew, and honors him. And the reason that we are here for this program today, our sustaining sponsor is Scott's Miracle-Gro Company. They make all of this possible with their funding for the Jumbotron, the bleachers you're sitting on, and all the other production that it takes. Oh, that bug liked me. for all the things that we do here, but this program in particular gives me an opportunity to say thank you to Ron and Diane Fagan and the entire Fagan family. They're seated right here. Thank you, Ron and Diane, the Fagan Fighters World War II Museum in Granite Falls. thank you for today's program, and thank you so much. They are the ones who came to me several years ago and said, we want to give you a production facility for the Sleeping Dog production team to make this what it should be and to have it streamed worldwide. So not only are you people here to see this, we have this streaming worldwide and, again, recorded for history. This is a very, very special event, and it couldn't happen without all the volunteers and the talented people who back us up and make this possible. In just a minute here, I would like to direct your attention to the video screen, and the program will start with the introductory video, give you a little background on the Hellcat and the Navy. Those were written by David Hartman, who has been our moderator for many years, been a big part of our show. And today's moderator is going to be Brigadier General retired Ed McElhenney. We're happy to welcome him into the War Birds in Review team. He's done a great job this week, so we recruited him to do today's presentation. So we look forward to him introducing our other guest here very shortly. So please direct your attention to the video. Thank you.
Donald McPherson entered the U.S. Navy on the 4th of February, 1943. Accepted for naval flight training, he earned his flight wings and was commissioned as an ensign on the 12th of August, 1944. Don spent the next 4 months in tactical training in the Hellcat at Daytona Beach, Florida.
Meet the Hellcat, the F-6F, a single-engine, semi-low-wing combat airplane equipped for use on Navy aircraft carriers or as a land-based fighter. She is relatively easy to fly, and her armament packs a real wallop. Appropriately named the Hellcat, this airplane is known to be a match for any adversary, a fact already proved by the results of actual combat.
From there, he was sent to Pearl Harbor for an additional training before being assigned as a replacement pilot for Air Group 83 based on Maui. But before Don could even begin getting settled in with the air group, he was sent the very next day to Ulithi Harbor to board the USS Essex, bound for the combat zone at Iwo Jima.
Amazing, this whole thing, and for one thing, the way people churned out, it just really makes me happy to see that people still are interested in learning about history. It's been a real exciting experience for me, and I appreciate it, and thank you for both of you guys. You're part of it.
You know, and for us, getting to you know, represent Don's Hellcat has been a great thing, because Don and I have met, you know, we've known each other for 4 years, and through our getting to know each other and talking, I've learned so much about the Hellcat, so many good things. It's just an honor to be able to talk with Don and know Don, to be able to have an airplane that he flew in World War II, and having Don give us permission to do that was so exciting. And the paint scheme, I think, is the coolest Hellcat paint scheme I've ever seen. But the best thing has been getting to know Don and getting to visit with him and hear all of his amazing stories, which are stories to me, but real life encounters for Don.
You know, in this communication with Evan, it was very good in that sense. You know, obviously the question always is, well, you know, when do you think it'll be done? And going into aircraft restoration, I'd say from the get-go, there was already a fire lit under us, you know, to get this reunion to occur with Don. The focus was really, you know, making sure that we could bring the airplane here so that Don had a chance to visit with it and you know, rekindle those experiences.
Your generation, the greatest generation, are the reason we're here today and have the freedoms we do, whether people realize or not. So, like Steve said, you know, thank you and your generation for your service. We owe you a lot.
Very good.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest, General McElhinney.
We'll help you.
Takes Don just a few moments to move around, but as he's coming out, thank you for your service, sir. And that is a very moving tribute, not only to the aircraft, but to the veterans and everyone who's here.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Connie.
Thanks, Connie.
Oh. You have a seat?
I told you to do that.
That's not okay.
I hope they didn't.
Yes, you did. Hi, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Connie, for that kind introduction. Happy to have you all here today, and thank you for that warm welcome for our star here today, Ensign Don McPherson. The other gentleman we have up here. We've got Evan Fagan and Steve Hinton. Some of you may know them. They are also Warbird pilots. Not quite as many hours as this gentleman has in the Hellcat, but nonetheless, we'll get into their details here later. If you all saw my presentation a couple days ago, I'm going to start this one about the same way, and that is first to recognize the veterans that we have in our audience today. And I'll just say now, please, veterans, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, could I get everybody to rise if we have those veterans in our... Thank you very much. I'd ask if there were any World War II veterans in our audience, and I don't think there are. I think the only one is here today, sitting, and we'll get into his details. It was a very nice video up there, and I'll just give you the kind of plan for the program here today. We're going to talk a little bit about the airplane. I'm not going to do much talking at all. I'm going to try to stay out of it if I can. But we've got a couple local experts here with Evan and Steve. And so we're going to talk airplane, where it came from, how long it took to rebuild, and then we're going to get into the meat of the mission, and that's going to be with Don and some of his stories. And he's got some great stories, I'll say that right now.